Meeting is now in session for December 19th, 2018. Mr. Steris, do we have a quorum?
Dan Boone.
Present.
David Hurd.
Present.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards. And Howard Kitchen.
Present.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Scott, could you give us the explanation of public hearing procedures, the presentation of exhibits, and the governing statutes, please?
I'd like to welcome you this evening to the December 19th, 2018 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit C. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please complete the sign-up sheet before the hearing begins. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and therefore will be providing sworn testimony. The chairman will call on everyone supporting an application followed by everyone opposing an application. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Bonita at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Governing statutes are the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And 3, whereby reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardships upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, those that are going to speak tonight, I'll need you to stand up and raise your right hand and be sworn in. Do you swear to give honest testimony before this board tonight? Say, I do.
I do.
Thank you very much. First order of business is to review the minutes.